That's not the such a great aspect of the Gerecha Teres in the Sugya and Asayim. He pointed out that the Rechel HaKodesh is shown in what type of Rasa Gerecha Teres. And the Rambam Teres, Sibon Rasa Kratula of the Tatishas, classifies it very clearly as Ibirta Samitza, and therefore it's recited Ol Asiyasa. And the Rosh Hashanah Sugya in Simen Mubeis disagrees and comments this is not true. This is not considered the Gerecha Samitza, rather it's considered to be a Gerecha Tasheva. And one of the classic differences is simply whether this Rasa is Ol Asiyasa, or whether in fact it should be Las Asiyasa. The sheet of the Rambam is clear. This Rasa is Ol Asiyasa, and that's the Shubat Harif as well. And if you look in the Shiltos, and Shiltos says nine, clearly this is a bracha which is La'achar Asiyasa. This is a lengthy discussion that the Nitziv has, what type of bracha is Bracha Teresim. And the Shiltos is mafurish that this is a bracha which in fact is La'achar Asiyasa. We also discussed the issue of who in fact recites this bracha. If it's considered to be Bracha Samitzvah, then the Korah, the Osir Mitzvah, should in fact recite the bracha. And therefore the bracha should be recited in principle by the Chacha. And this is what the Beit Shmuel points out in Siman Lamed, that the reason a Mitzvah Kedusha recites the bracha is today, Lumbusy pointed out is the following. And if you assume this is a Bracha Tasheva, you understand very well how someone else can recite this bracha. If, however, it's a Bracha Samitzvah, so then you have to come on to the concept of Arbos, the concept of Yotam Osi. In a limited case, this is obviously true. That's a Sugya in Rosh Hashanah Tosef. So when it comes to Bircha Samitza generally, so therefore, as long as I'm Mufui Badava, I can be Mosi and Sarabi De Kavasa. The difficulty is, what about such cases where, in principle, I also am obligated in this Mitzvah Kiika, however, certainly I have no direct relationship whatsoever to this particular Maitre Kedushin. That's similar, for example, to a Bracha Mila, a Bracha Tinaden, and that's the Kiddush of Shulchan Givorim, and that's certainly the very end of the third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, but there you don't assume the principle of Yatam Osi. If all of us are obligated in Kiddush, then I can make Kiddush for another. If, however, this is not my field at all, from such an instance, then there is no halacha of Yatam Osi. So how is it possible for the Nisana Kedushin to recite the Bracha? If you assume it's a Bracha HaMitzvah, then you must assume that the Rambam has the Shuvah and Simen Vav a broader understanding of Yatam Osi, that I am still considered to be Mechuyah B'Gavra in a general sense. If you hold like Shulchan HaGibran that is not true, then of course you must assume this is a different type of Bracha, a Bracha HaSheva, where in Akinami. Others can go ahead and recite it simply as a form of Sheva Kolodah, but not the Torah Yatam Osi. In this context, we discuss the Kiddush Besaz, even when it comes to other brachos as well. The bracha of L'Hachnisa and the bracha of Shvita. So the Taz points out that Shvita is not considered to be a categorical mitzvah, and that's why someone can recite the bracha even if they are not engaged in a Maisa Shvita at all. And that was the Kiddush Taz against the Shav, that when the Mechaber writes that if you have a person who's doing a Maisa Shvita, and they are incapable of making a bracha, the case of Shomea Ve'enam Adaver. So the Mechaber writes, let someone else recite the bracha. So the Shach assumes that the Rafosha, that someone else has to be a shochet as well, one who's engaged in Maitre Shmita. And the Taz writes that that is not true. The Taz writes that this other person can do so, because this is a bracha which is simply Birka Sasheva, the Kiddush, and therefore, as long as it is Chalam Shmita, that is sufficient, even if the Mavarech is not the one who is doing the Maitre Shmita itself. Good. And the Taz writes, this is also true when it comes to the Bracha L'Hachnisa. The Taz writes, this is how the Erechasin works. And the Taz writes, this is not true of Aprosha Shunas Maisha. That's considered to be a straight case of a Birkas HaMitzvah, because after all, there is a Mitzvah Saprosha, the Chiddush of the Taz, and therefore only the one who is Mafrish can recite the Bracha. And we discussed at length as well. Is that really true? Is the purpose of Aprosha simply a categorical Mitzvah? Or is it now simply in order to be matcha, the tree, Simaskin, this is Tezra, discuss the Kiddush of the Kirega, the comments of the Zone, the comments of the Magen Avraham. So that's off of the Kiddush that the Rav developed, and that is that perhaps one could argue that now it is not considered to be a classic case of a bracha on Maisa HaMitzvah, but that does not necessarily mean that in turn it's considered to be a Bircha Sheva Kvaldar. Maybe one could argue, when it comes to the Bracha of Erisin, that's considered to be Sheva Daz HaRash Rai. But that's also some stuff that the Zayin equates the Bracha of Erisin to the Bracha of Lachniso. And there the Rav assumed the Bracha Sher Kedushan Mitzvah Mitzvah Mitzvah, that is the Bracha of Sheva. That sounds very much like the Bracha HaMitzvah. But what type of Bracha HaMitzvah is that? The Bracha B'lahakizah. Not a Maisa Mila, that's a Moses reciting. That's Al Hamila. What type of Bracha HaMitzvah is it? The Bracha B'lahakizah. So that the Rav pointed out that there are many Makoros to be able to assume that you can have a Bracha not only a Maisa Mitzvah, but you can have a Bracha on Cholos. For example, the Chiddush of the Rambam, that there's a bracha on Eruv Chumim. That means that there's a mitzvah to have an Eruv Chumim. The Rabbi writes it certainly not, but rather it's a bracha on Chalos. Or even a bracha on Tzvihon. Does that mean it's a bracha on mitzvah in the classic sense? We assume that Tzvihon Bismana is not mitzvah. And that doesn't mean, Rabbi Yantam explains, in the Yim and Achet, that Tzvihon is a mitzvah. It's just that Tzvihon Bismana is not mitzvah. Tefillah b'zman lav mitzvah means tefillah lav mitzvah. If a person seeks to attain tara, the vehicle to do so is by yedei tefillah. But the tefillah itself is not considered to be a categorical obligation, as we discussed in Beis and Daf Yeches and Beis. That even though Mikar Hadin kol chayvim tefillah tovus b'zmano, ben Yom Kippur and ben Tisha B'Av, that's what Tosfos discussed at length. Why is it that we do not have tefillah on Tisha B'Av or on Yom Kippurim? What about the concept of tefillah d'zmana mitzvah? But if you assume that tefillah is not a mitzvah at all, how do you account for the bracha on tefillah? The answer is that no, perhaps is a bracha on the chalos, on that change in state from tamei to tahor. And this is what the Ramban writes in Sefer Mitzvah Shoshar HaShemot, when it comes to the tefillah yadayim, he writes that the bracha is considered to be one which is on the heter and hechsher ha'israim, comparable to the case of shechita. And that's what the Rav developed when it comes to the bracha on tefillin. The tefillin perhaps has two levels. Number one, ma'isa mitzvah, but also there's a concept of chalos when it comes to tefillin, and that accounts for the second bracha which is recited as well. Good, so perhaps one could argue that no, it's considered to be a bracha on mitzvah, but bracha on mitzvah can be divided into two different categories. One on ma'isa mitzvah, but also a concept of a bracha on chalos. That would allow the bracha la'atniso to be viewed as a birchas hamitzvah, but at the same time, it's not of a nice hamila, but you don't have to assume that the Taz right, that that means simply is considered to be a birchas hashem. So based on the sheet of the Rambam, the birchas erizin is considered to be the regular case of the birchas hamitzvah, and that's what the Rambam writes in Paragim of Achavim of Achavishas, that the bracha must be over the asiyasa. And then the Rambam has the following condition, and that is that it can only be over Asiyasan, it cannot be Lachar Asiyasan. We start to discuss that this is the Rambam Shita generally, that whenever you have the Birkas HaMitzvah, the Bracha can only be over Asiyasan, and cannot be Lachar Asiyasan at all. This is what the Rambam spells out in Alchus Brachos, in Perek Yirale Kolokahein. That over Asiyasan is not just a Bilach HaTzivah, but even the Dieved. Once the mitzvah has been complete, you can no longer recite a Birkas HaMitzvah. And it's only exceptional cases, like Tzvila, for example, where the bracha is impossible over Asiyasan, where the Gemara has the stuff in the Zayin HaBeis, that the bracha is recited La'achar Asiyasan. The Rambam writes, generally speaking, Birkas HaMitzvah can only be over Asiyasan, cannot be La'achar Asiyasan at all, and the Rambam writes that Ishus is a classic example of such a bracha. One could have argued again, even if you agree with the Rambam Shita generally, that when a mitzvah comes to an end, the bracha cannot be recited. Once you ate the matzah, you can no longer recite a bracha. Maybe you could have disagreed when it comes to the bracha on issues. Because after all, there is a chalos which continues. When it comes to achilas matzah, once you finish the kazayis, that this, the mitzvah comes to an end. When it comes to issues, even though there's a mindset position, but certainly there is a lasting chalos, so even if one would agree with the Rambam generally, one could have argued when it comes to condition that is not the case, but here the Rambam writes the Chiddush in Perek Gimel, that even when it comes to Birkas Eretzin, it is only Oblas Asiyasan and not Lachar Asiyasan as well. But Sureshik would often comment that this fits in very well. The Chiddush the Rambam is a Birkas HaMitzvah being only Oblas Asiyasan, but the Rambam's formulation in the very beginning of Tosfos Bracha, the Rambam and Perek Aleph of Gimel. That's what the Rambam writes, that Kishen Shemavark and Al Hana, Kaf Mavark and Al Kal Mitzvah Mitzvah. Just like a person is obligated to recite the Birkas HaMenin, so also a person is obligated to recite the Birkas HaMitzvah. The Kiddush, And this Rambam's formulation seems to be that just as the Birkas HaNehamim is something which serves as a matir, and which is only overlap yasa, you understand very well, the Rambam writes that this is also true when it comes to a Birkas HaMitzvah. See, when it comes to something which is a Birkas HaSheva, one can understand that a Birkas HaSheva can be lafaras yasa. That's the makor. The source of Birkas HaSheva comes from Birkas HaMazon, which is the Sheva that one gives lafaras yasa. After the house of the Savosa, then Uberatas Hashem Lokecha. But the Rambam equates the Birkas HaMitzvah with the Birkas HaNehamim. And therefore the Rambam was Shitafei. The Rambam assumes in Perikin Aleph of Hilchos Brachos that it's limited to Olas Yasam in not La'atah Yasam. Where did the Rambam get this from? This Kiddush that you equate the Birkas HaNehamim and the Birkas HaMitzvah. So if you look at the Gemara Brachos and Daf Nun Aleph, it seems clear from that Sugya. The Gemara raises the following topic about Chisda. What happens if Misha Afal V'Shasa? A person eats, and he realizes now he does not recite the Birkas HaNehamim. So Malo Shiatzev Yivarez. Can he now recite the Birkas HaNehamim on that which he already ate? The Chiddush, the Rabbina, says that yes. Even Gomorrah V'Sudasa Yatzev Yivarez. Rabbina writes the great Chiddush that a person can recite the Birkas HaNehamim. Very great Yiddish. And how do you know that that's true? Ravina says the Raya from Tila. Because Tovah Ba'Allah, Omar Meliyasa, the Bracha Ba'Allah Tila. Isn't that true when it comes to Tila generally? Tila Sager, for example, the Gemara Sakh, Medasayim, you do the mitzvah, and then you recite a Bracha. So Ravina writes that just as a Ger recites the Bracha La'Akar HaTila, so too you can recite a Bracha. Even the Makar Shenehmet. And the Gemara is Makar. The Gemara says Baloni. How can you equate the case of a Bracha Nachila to the case of Tziva Tager? What's the objection of the Gemara? The Gemara says that Vasam may occur a Gavalo Fuzzi. In the case of Tziva Tager, he had a choice. He could have made a Bracha earlier. Here, what do you mean? Gavra may occur a Fuzzi. You should have recited the Bracha before you ate. And hold this thing to say. The very great finish of the Gemara, no? The Gemara attempts to bring a raya to a Birkas HaNehamim from the case of a Birkas HaMitzvah. And the Gemara does not object and argue that in principle you can't equate the two. The Gemara says, you know what the difference between the Ger case and the Achila case is? In the case of Ger, you have no choice. That's a very great finish. The Gemara seems to assume even the Maskana that you can equate the Birkas HaNehamim with the Birkas HaMitzvah. There's a further difference. The difference is that the Ger, that's a glaring exception. There the Takana was La'Paras Yasa. But who says that that can be applied to Birkas HaNehamim? See, according to the Rambam understands the Gemara just simply, Osher Chas. The Gemara is not breaking that link. The Gemara says it all depends on whether you had an opportunity to make a bracha before or not. That's exactly what the Rambam writes. That's true even when it comes to a Birkas HaMitzvah. Even in cases of Birkas HaMitzvah, it was Meikara Gavra Chazi that you should have recited the bracha of Asiyasa. You cannot recite the bracha of Asiyasa. It's only Tzivot Tagir, which is considered to be an unusual case. This is what the Shach points out in Yeridei in Simon Yitzes. It's a cotton gimel that Paul should shot in that Gemara. It's like the Rambam sheet that it seems to equate the Birkas HaNehamim with the Birkas HaMitzvah. Even on Askanot, the Gemara is a great Kiddush. The Gemara seems to indicate that, in principle, one could have envisioned the Birkas HaNehamim L'Acha Achila. It's also a great Kiddush, no? Not for today's Shia, but Poshub Shad, what do you see from that Gemara? But a Birkas HaNehamim, Poshub Shad has two halakos. If Birkas HaNehamim was only a matir, the matir that called Hanena, Lomazor Bracha, Kilomal, so how do you have a matir Lachar Asiyasa? Moshav Shach, you see from this Gemara the following Kiddush, that every Birkas HaNehamim and has two elements to it. Number one, it's matir Yisra Mima, Hashem Aratamo. But before there's a second element, and that is, there's an element of Sheva Pahoda in every Birkas HaNehamim. The Moshav Shach, the Gemara the following Kiddush, that one could envision a birkas hanenen la'achar achila, not the Torah's matir, I have a matir of freya, but simply as an expression of shokoda. One could argue when a person makes the birkas hanenen properly, there are two kiyumim. One is matir, one is birkas hashevach. If it's la'achar achiyasa, you've lost that opportunity to serve as matir, you already ate the Yisrael. But at least acknowledge the fact that yes, you have a Shabbat for Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shabbat Kodha, for that which you've received. If that's what one can envision, by even a Bircha Sanena Ma'afratiya, and Enochin Ami, what's the Maskana Sagmara? Dilchui. Dilchui is a fancy halacha, no? The Gemara does not say that you don't recite a Bracha La'afra Achila because it doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, oh, Ho Vidchi Yidachin. Dilchui. Dilchui is a Sugi and Sukha to Pamim Yimel. You had the Hadar said at the beginning of Yom Tov was possible and became kosher. If you miss the opportunity, it can no longer be used. What compels the Gemara to come up with a Kiddush of Dichui? Apparently, in principle, one could have envisioned even a Bircha Hanenin La'achar Achima. It's an important Kiddush. The one who disagrees, right, is Doris Aruah. Right, this is quoted in Avos Tashri, in the very beginning, by the Kulin and Paragalit in Simon Bays. Or the Ruah writes that when it comes to cases of Birka Samitsun, over the Siafan, there's only a din of Chatzila. But ain't nothing on me. A person can go ahead and recite the Rafa. La'achar Siafan as well. And in cases of Tzila Sager, good, well, that's the din of Chatzila. But the fact that the Rafa is Chal, La'achar Siafan, means that in principle, you can have such a bracha, and therefore, whenever a person now makes a bracha over atiyasa, a person can make a bracha over atiyasa. There's no shoes for Rabbi Shbeger. It's in the Yugimel, by Yoni Hanukkah. Rabbi Shbeger discusses this makhlot with Rabban Ozerua. This is one element of the Shem. Like the person, for whatever reason, let's say, right, lit in Erev Hanukkah, and he realized he didn't recite a bracha. Or a person, for example, like lit one candle of an Er Chanukah and realized he didn't yet recite the bracha. Or a person with three candles of Chanukah, and then all of a sudden he looks outside and he sees everybody else lit four candles. And he lit the wrong night. What does he do when it comes to bracha? That should be. We can discuss these issues. Number one, can you recite a Berakha Semitzvah after Atiyasa? Number two, if it's after the Iker Mitzvah. But as of yet, he has the full Mahadrin. Can you make the bracha on the key of Mahadrin, which is over Asiyasa? Now, the Kreger discusses the issue of Meshach Asiyasa. What happens if, well, you began the Mitzvah, but the Mitzvah has not yet been concluded? Can you recite a bracha of the Meshach Asiyasa? That's what the Kibbeke discusses in the Simeon Yud Gimel. It's important to take a look at. First thing, the Kibbeke writes, is this realized page, my book is Rabban Ozerua, where Ozerua writes, you're allowed to recite a bracha la'achar atiyasa, period. And even if you don't listen like Ozerua, still, what about Meshach atiyasa? And here, Meshach atiyasa is interesting because Zikr Mitzvah you fulfill, all that's left, let's say, is Mahadrin. Can you make a bracha on Mahadrin? So Rabbi Kibbeke discusses another important issue when it comes to Ner Chanukah. If Dikr Mitzvah is Neri Shubesa, and Ner Lecholecha Diecha is only considered to be on the level of Mahadrin, so what does that mean? Many people living in the same bayit. So let's say your father lies. So does that mean that everyone has already fulfilled Dikr Mitzvah? And now when you light with a separate bracha, all you're doing is Mahadrin? And your bracha is only on Mahadrin, Ner Lecholecha Diecha? Or would you argue that's not true, that your bracha is considered to be on the Ikar HaMitzvah? Further, Shavi Kibbeke raises, when many people in the house are lighting, the second, third, fourth person that is lighting, is that a bracha on Ikar HaMitzvah, or is that a bracha on Mahadrin? The only bracha on Mahadrin is a great Hiddush, that Mahadrin itself is Mechayiv HaBracha. No? Take a look at that shuvah. One of the basic mamakomas, is that Machlokes? Whether this bracha is considered to be Asiyas, and whether in fact it's considered to be Ma'achar Asiyas. You take a look at the Rosh in our Sugya, again in 70 days, the Rosh has a couple of objections. Number one, this is not at all right, the Birchas HaMitzvah. Why is that true? The Rashi writes, there is no such mitzvah, as we discussed in last year. There's no mitzvah issues. There is a mitzvah approval. And furthermore, the Rashi writes, that issues is not even a prerequisite for approval. Because the Rashi writes, Makas Kilegesh, the key imperial Bolivia, in a Mukhli Lakadish issue. One could view, in principle, approval as independent of issues. So therefore, there is no Birchas HaMitzvah on Kedushin. Kedushin itself is not a mitzvah. Approval can be fulfilled even outside of Yishuv. So the Rambam Shita, the Birchas HaTerusin, the Birchas HaMitzvah, the number one of these pointed out, the Rambam writes, these are two completely independent mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Yishuv, mitzvah Yishuv, but still the Kedushin of the Rambam writes, independent approval. But even a second objection of the Rashi, approval can be fulfilled right, in other ways. Ayde Pilegesh, for example, in Mukhiv Lakadesh Isha. Rosh Shabbos is also against the Rambam. Well, he pointed out that Rambam, in the very beginning of Yishuv, the Rambam writes that that's not true. When the Rambam describes this Rav, Liyah Kadesh, Liyah Kadesha, the Rambam describes that as a bia outside of the framework of Yishuv. And we look in the Rambam, Hilchos Mo'achim, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, the Rambam only quotes this concept of Kilegesh regarding Melech. This is a separate hector as far as Melech is concerned. The Rambam is exclusive. The Rambam writes, Abal Hedya, also the Kilegesh. There's no such hector. When it comes to Melech, very different. The Melech is allowed to have a Kilegesh. The Hedya, the Rambam writes, certainly not. See, even the second half of the Rosh, the rise that period really out of Kilegesh, according to Rambam, also is not the Dera Hedzeh. So number one, Rambam disagrees with that point. The Kedushin is a necessary step, the Dera Hedzeh, for approval. Number two, is the Rambam writes that these are considered to be independent mitzvot and times. We mentioned a further objection of the Rosh, and that is Nusach HaBracha. If you assume this is considered to be a straight Birchas HaMitzvah, so why is it that so many elements are contained in Nusach HaBracha, Birchas HaTerusin, not just simply a Bracha Ksara on the Ma'aseh Kedushin? If you look, for example, at the Meiri in our sugya, the Meiri just makes the following comment, Einochin Ami, this is a Birchas HaMitzvah, but the certainly Chazal incorporated right, the Divrei Sheva right, into this Nusach of Birchas HaMitzvah. Why that should be true, we suggested the following Kiddush. There is a comment that the Sefer Rokeach has. Rishon discussed at length that why is it that some Mitzvot have a Bracha, other Mitzvot do not have a Bracha. There are many Marmakomas. If, for example, the Shiva Sarashva and Zimmy Yosef, Sarashva discusses at length why yes some, others not. That Gong we mentioned last week. You know, the Sister of Simon Ches, or there's a Gong discusses the Shimon of the Maestro, this is a Mitzvah, the Nana Mitzvah, the first half of that Bira Gra discusses at length why is it that some Mitzvot have a Bracha and others do not. So one of the principles you have in the Rishonim, and this is explicit in the Sefer Rokeach, right, in Simin Shin Samachov. And so that is that any mitzvah that does not reflect Kedushas Yisrael, a mitzvah that applies to Bnei Noach as well, and that there's no Berachas HaMitzvah. That's all the purpose of Berachas HaMitzvah, literally. Asher Kedushonu Mitzvah Tzivanu, supposed to be a reflection, a manifestation of Kedusha. So there are Kaphites, for example, Dinim, one of the Shemitzes Bnei Noach. That's one of the reasons that on Mishpat, on Din, there's no Bracha. Or Tzedakah, for example, the Sefer HaKaph writes. The Rambam writes there's no Bracha on Tzedakah, because Tzedakah is a mitzvah which is Ben Amos Havera. The Rambam writes that there's no Birchas HaMitzvah, and this is Ben Amos Havera, only the Rambam Mako. The Rashban should be a test. Writes that you don't recite a Bracha on Tzedakah because you don't fulfill the mitzvah of Tzedakah unless the honey accepts the Tzedakah.
Let's assume for every reason he does not accept the tzedakah, so therefore you don't fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah, and therefore it's a mitzvah which is tali yara chayim, and therefore the Rashi writes in Tani Nechemes that there is no bracha. That's interesting. Right up our Rivet, no? The Rivet Perakim, but the Rivet writes Berkas Erisin. In principle, it sounds from the Rivet that it's so it's the Berkas on mitzvah, but it's not really dependent on the Chacham. She has to accept. So what is the Rivet right? Not that you don't recite a bracha, but any Berkas Hamitzvah which is totally Bacherim, you recite Bacharat Yasa. The Rashba writes in Tani Nechemes in the Shuvah that anything with Tali Bacharim that you don't recite a Berkas Hamitzvah at all. So one of the other possibilities, the Sefer HaKeach writes, is you don't recite a bracha itself because, again, it's a shared mitzvah. It doesn't affect Kedushas Yisrael. We mentioned earlier a couple of times the Kiddush that the Brah has printed and stuff in Parshas Vayikra. And what about Yishuv? So that's how the Brah demonstrates that no, it's true that there's Yishuv for Yisrael and Yishuv for Bnei Noach. After all, when it comes to Parsha Yitzhak Torah, the Gemara writes in Kedushin of Kofala, Eishis Yitzhak Torah. That is supposed to use the term Eishis. The Gemara says, Marabel, Eishis Yishis. So it's just right, the Kedushin of Kofala from the day. You see that there's Yishis when it comes to Dina Or. That's why the Pasuk has to go out of its way and tell you that the Heter of Yitzhak Torah doesn't only apply to Kriya. It applies even to Eishis Yish. So it's just because there's Yishis when it comes to Dina Or. Tosis is clear, Bulaz Bal Yeshlahem. They don't have Kesef, they don't have Shtar, they don't have the same Arayos, they don't have Kupa, they don't have Erisin, but there's a concept of Yishus. But the Rizra points out very clearly that the Yishus of Neoach is a different Kesef Shalishus entirely, as opposed to Yishus of Yisrael. And how do you know that that's true? Because the Yishus of Neoach creates a complete different series of Arayos than Yishus of Yisrael. That commentary is made by the Ramban in Yevamos and Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph. The Ramban writes that you can't equate Arayos of Noah and Arayos of Yisrael because we have the unique concept of Yishus, and an Yishus of Yisrael creates certain Arayos. And that's why Noah are excluded. There's no possibility of an Yishus Yisrael for Noah. Then the Ramban writes his punchline, Vare Yaakov, not the Shteh Abayos. And that's why Yaakov was able to marry Rachel and Leah, because it wasn't the Yishus of Yisrael, so it didn't create the Yisr Erev of Achotisha. That's the point that Rizkrov makes. You can't even envision Inuit to the Oseh, because you don't have that type of Yishus. So one can perhaps extend its Kiddush one step further, and argue as follows, is given the Kiddush of Rokeach, that Birkas HaMitzvah is supposed to reflect Kiddush of Yisrael, and given the fact that Bnei Noach has issues generally, how is it that you recite according to the Rambam Birkas HaMitzvah? It must be, this is a reposhet, this is a Rav comment, this is a Ramban right, but that's because you're acknowledging a very different type of issues that we have that Bnei Noach did not have. And where do you see that that's true? By the institution of chuppah, of erisin, of arayos, those are all indicators that this is a separate parasha, a different chesed of Yishuv. So perhaps one can argue as follows, it's not just simply when the Neri writes that new Chazal incorporated Divrei Sheva into the Birkas HaMitzvah. But this form of Divrei Sheva is crucial in order to define the mitzvah of Yishus, which is unique to Knesset Yisrael, that allows us to recite a Berachas HaMitzvah. And that's why, according to the Rambam, we mention Arayos, we mention Chuppah, we mention Kedushin, in order to demonstrate that this is a unique reflection of Kedushin of Yisrael. A further issue related to our focus as to whether Birkas Erisin is in fact the Birkas HaMitzvah or not, is the discussion of the Rosh in Simeon Yadayim regarding the need for Afar. The Gemara tells us here clearly, and I'm saying, that Birkas Katanim requires Afar. The Gemara quotes two different Makoros, one from Rosh Parazalit, regarding Boaz, And the second pasuk of Mount Kailos, the Berachas Chatzanim requires the minyan as well. The Gemara only mentions it as far as Berachas Chatzanim is concerned. You still get it. What about when it comes to Berachas Eirsin? Does Berachas Eirsin require a tzibur? Or does it not? For this, the Rosh comments is my focus between the Shulchan and Rabbi Shmuel Hanagi. The Shulchan, that's the same one I mentioned earlier, Shulchan Tel Zayin, that you require a tzibur even for Berachas Eirsin. The Gemara mentions Berachas Chatzanim, who had an army when it comes to Berachas Eirsin. And Rabbi Shmuel Hanagi disagrees and says that's not true. Berachas Chatzanim, yes, but Berachas Eirsin, not. And the Rosh writes, the halacha is the view of the Shulchan. Number one, because the context of Boaz was also Berachas Eirsin. It was not just limited to Nisuin. And furthermore, the Rosh writes that the pasuk of Machpelah was referring to Al Yiskein Achar. Yiskein Achar is a reference not only to Nisuin, but all forms of Yishuv, even Eirsin as well. Makoda, this whole discussion, whether a tzibur is necessary or whether it's not, this is what the Shmozovsky writes in Simon Tess, is all working with the concept of Berachas HaShevach. When you have a Berachas HaShevach, such as Berachas HaMazon, so we know that there's a different chalos when there is a tzibur, when there is no tzibur. Don't refer to Berachas HaMazon as Dabar Shavik Dush, the Gemara never uses that term. The Gemara just says, Bah Barachara. But when you have a tzibur that's present, then it's appropriate to mask your Shem Shemayim. If we had a volcano, for example, further Dibre Shevach, it is done to tzibur. So working with the concept of Berachas Eirsin as a Berachas Shevach, you understand, the Berachas Chatzanim, Berachas Nisuin, Pashim Shai is the Berachas HaShevach. That's the Rambam of the Rosh writes. No, Pashim Shai even the Rambam would agree to that. Why is it that the Rambam writes, in Perek Yud Hilchos Yishuv, that Berachas Nisuin is before Nisuin, before Yisuin? The Rambam writes, it's not because the Rambam holds that Berachas Nisuin is the Berachas HaMitzvah. After all, this process was said throughout all Shiva Sima Mishnah. It's a parody with a different Chalos Bracha. It's a Berachas HaMitzvah, the first time it was said under a Chuppah, and then it slips into a Berachas HaShevach after the duration of Shia Tevishteh. The Rambam writes in Kronkin that no, but this is the Berachas HaShevach. So why is it that this Berachas HaShevach is over Asiyasa? When Berachas HaShevach known as Afra Asiyasa, so is the Tarek Liran, that's the Rambam Shitoseh. That Chuppah has to be Rei Leviya. And Kalav Lo Bracha is Asur Lebala Kenita. So therefore, this is an unusual case, that despite the fact that it's the Berachas HaShevach, nonetheless, the Torah Lashi Yasa, because you require that Berachas HaShevach. Lahatir, Yishu Lavayla. But of course it makes sense. Just like Knuva, the Rabban, right? It's necessary level of Drabana, the Yuchan Arayi Leviya. The same thing is true when it comes to Baruch as well. So therefore, if the Gemara said that there's a concept of Tzibur for Berachas Chatzanim, you understand very well. Berachas Chatzanim is a Berachas HaShevach, and we have models of tzibur for Berachas HaShevach. But to extend this to Berachas HaMitzvah, make a taisi. Let's assume, according to the Rambam sheet, that Berachas Eirsin is Berachas HaMitzvah, the heart of Yor HaNishma HaNagid is 100% true. Now the Gemara mentions tzibur for the Berachas HaShevach. But for the Berachas HaMitzvah, that should require tzibur mekatesis. And Enochin Ami, when you look at that Rambam, in Perekim of Hakadishus, the Terek of Berachas Eirsin, the Rambam makes no mention whatsoever of tzibur for Berachas Eirsin. In Perek Yud, when the Rambam discusses the Berachas Nisuin, the Berachas HaShevach, then the Rambam writes, the need for tzibur, I'll show you. If, however, you assume as the Rosh, then both are considered to be Berachas HaShevach, the Berachas Nisuin as well as Berachas Eirsin, then it's a much smaller jump to argue, well look, if the Gemara requires the Berachas Chatzanim, So who has Nami when it comes to Birkas Erisin as well? After all, that was the context of Boaz. It's also called the Makilos, the gathering which revolves around the Torah Yisrael. That's the Maskanas HaRosh, that you need to see what prevails. Boshu Shah, this is the Rosh's assumption that Enochinami, this is considered to be a Birkas HaSheva. Enochinami, the Machadra, for example, who passes like the Rambam Sheikh of the Birkas Erisin is over Asiyasa, against the Shilt of Bafra Asiyasa. If that means that the Machaber assumes that Meitra Hadin, Birkas Erisin, is the Birkas HaMitzvah, therefore the Asiyasa, Enochinami, the Machaber in Simon Lamed Aleph quotes the need for Sibur as Birkas Erisin, it's just a form of the Alma, not Meitra Hadin. So the Birkas HaMitzvah, why should that require Sibur, Basara? How can one assume that what is true of the Birkas HaSanim should be sure the Birkas Erisin? And those of you even point out, Psalm 11 A's and 7 and above, that even the need for Birkas HaSanim of Sibur is just an added king. The Birkas HaSanim is Devei Sheva, and therefore it's most appropriate that we echo this Divrei Sheva, the Tzibur. So therefore, it's a Dina Chachila, right, the need to have a Tzibur for Berchas Tzatanim. And in a finale, one should refrain from reciting Berchas Tzatanim without a Tzibur. But the note of you assume is that the Dabra Basho, what happens if for whatever reason the Sheva Brachos are in fact recited without a Tzibur? The certainly one is Mitzrayim, the Chiyuv of Birkas Chasanim, and the Rosh Yehuda writes that would not be called Kalav Lo Bracha, which is a Shur Baal Unida. You can't equate Rosh Yehuda writes like a Chosin and Kalav without Birkas Nisuin to a Chosin and Kalav who had Birkas Nisuin without a Tzibur. The need for Tzibur is just a Tosefis Kiyum. It since it's a Birkas Shelach Malda, therefore it's considered to be a more elaborate and extended Shirach HaOdah to do so the Tzibur. But it's certainly not considered to be a bracha l'Hatolah if it is done the Yachid, and there is no ifzer of Kalav Lo Bracha, right, if the Tzibur in fact is lacking. Further issue that the Rosh later discusses in Simon Tezayim is the role of coat for Birkas Erisin and Birkas Nisim. Here the Russian Simon Tazayim quotes the view of Rabbi Nisim though. He writes the following Kiddush, that both Birkas Erisin as well as Birkas Nisim should be respected on HaKos. But Rabbi Nisim Gon writes there is a clear difference between Birkas Erisin as opposed to Birkas Nisim. When it comes to the Birkas Chasanim, Rabbi Nissim assumes this is the Kiddush of the Rosh, because there, the Bracha of Al Hayayim is a more inherent part of Birkas Chasanim. After all, we refer to the Birkas Chasanim as Sheva Brachos. Now, it's six Brachos aside from the Bracha Al Hayayim. Therefore, the Nissan Bon writes that Bakom She'ein Bo Yayin, you could use Chamar Medina. However, the Sagi Le El Bakos, that the Birkas Nisun should not be recited without a Kos. Birkas Erisin. So therefore, ideally, we should be Koveya Birkas Erisin on a Kos. But if there is no Kos, from the Varech below Kos. That's the Kiddush L'Rash, the name of Rabbi Nissim. That the role of Kos in Birkas Erisin is Minhag, it's not Mikar Hadin. Now Shenki, when it comes to Birkas Nisuin, there the Rosh writes, Birkas Chasanim, Shemi Sheva Brachos, Chayi the Varech Al HaKos. If you look at the Rambam as well in Per Gimel, Baruch HaKabdala Kofa Bishus,
There the Rambam refers you to Birchas Eretzin. Again, the Rambam writes that the Nohogu Ha'am, a half to Brachas Ha'akov, Minos. See, the Sadi Birchas Eretzin Ha'akov. And Rambam is Mufurish, that if Ein Sham Yain Bo Shecha, a Barakos a Bitnei Asmo. And if you don't have a Kos, you still recite the Birchas Eretzin. If you look in the Dir Hagra, in Ebn Ezer, in Sinem Amadal, in Oth Ches, when the Mechaber writes, the Minhag of the Yisadah, Birchas Eretz on HaKol, the Gaon refers you to the Sugyan Brachos, and that's the Malach Mabein. The Gemara is referring to a very different Malach. That's what the Gemara describes the Malach simply. The Zvarim Habayim Machmas Hasuda in a Lulim Bracha. A person washes, you make a Bracha Samotzi. So that Bracha Samotzi covers Zvarim Habayim Machmas Hasuda. So the Gemara asks the following question, if that's true, if the Hamotzi is going to cover everything, so the Achi, Yayin Nami Nishtrei Kapas, why isn't that true, Baruch HaYabasa? So why is it when someone washes, you still have to recite a bracha al hayayin? The Gemara answers, there must be something special about the bracha baruch hayayin. What is that? The Gemara says, shani yayin, shigorim bracha l'atma. The birchas baruch hayayin is different. Shigorim bracha l'atma. What exactly does that mean? The Tosfos writes, Dandas Mamalos Mabeis, Brachas, your last three hockey, those who quote the deal of the Rashba. But it's Goran Brach last month. There's something unique about Baruch Pierre Gaffin. After all, if a person would tell you you make a bracha on wine or grape juice, I would have said there are two options. One is make a bracha Baruch Pierre Ain. Another option is treat it as Mashkin Hayoksin and make a bracha of Shahako. Pretty unusual that on Yoksin, in Hanavdin, you have a new bracha. That's what the Gemara means. That this is not part of the normal system of brachos. It's glory in brachal asma. And therefore, the government of the Nakhal is a chidushu, and therefore, it is not bound by the normal halakha of the Baimachma. That's also said. Rashi writes in the top of Dakhman, and days of Alasim brachos. Right, the following Kiddush, what does it mean, Yain is Gorim Brachal Asma? Rashi writes that the Kamana Komo Suba, on the Barakin Allah, very often, like you recite a Bracha on this line, V'Alchal Tish Lohayus Trichum Nishtiyasa. Even though, Lohayus Trichum Nishtiyasa, either it's not necessary to drink, or the reason for you doing so is not because of your interest in drinking. What's so special about this bracha baruch hayavchem? Because very often you recite the bracha baruch hayavchem either without your drinking or independent of your desire to drink. So Tosfos quotes Rashi Shita, what does that mean? So Tosfos says, Tzidon, Tosfos asks the Rashi, Tzidon Kiddush, or Birchas Eretzin. Sometimes you recite a bracha baruch hayavchem, not because of either your need to drink or your desire to drink, but to enhance the bracha. So you see that this is a unique bracha baruch hayavchem. Normally speaking, you only recite a bracha hayavchem when you drink or when you intend to drink. Here, very often you recite the bracha independent of your desire to drink. For example, kiddush or bracha hayavchem. That's what the Gemara means. It's Gorim Brachal Yatzma. That's what Gon points out. Rishonim quotes the Minhag of being inside of the Brachal Akavos. Right, that's the record that you find in the Gemara. The Gemara writes that the Brachal Berkhagafen is distinct because it is recited, according to Rashi, often independent of your Tehina. So this is what the Rashi writes, that whereas Birchas Nisuin it's considered to Iker Hadin as part of Sheva Bracha. The Birchas Eretzin is just simply a minhag to be kovei this bracha al yayin al hakol.
It's interesting, if you look in the Rabbeinu Tam, the Sefer Yashar, it's found in the Chelek HaTshuvos, in Siman Mem Hei, Rabbeinu Tam writes this not only about Birchas Erusin, but even about Birchas Nisuin as well. Rabbeinu Tam writes the bracha of Roi Pirat Af Yim to Birchas Shamanim. Lo Masilo Kos B'Tal the Rabbeinu Tam writes. Don't find it all in the Gemara. He quotes our sugya. It says, Rishis, six brachos, not seven brachos. He says, however, the nog of a coast, we should follow the minhag of having a coast for Birchas Erusin and Birchas Nisuin. And Rav Yehudai Hani Hiniku. This was a practice of Rav Yehudai Gaon. Practice of the Gaonim. To have a coast for Birchas Erusin as well as Birchas Nisuin. Even if you look at the Rambam and tell Kedushas in Parag Yud, Parag Yud is where the Rambam discusses the Birchas Nisuin, they're also, the Rambam writes, in Hay Sham Yayin, Vivi and Kosh Shabrachim. The language of the Rambam also sounds very much like Rabbeinu Tam. If there's wine that's available, I'll be the Sabbath of the Birchas Nisuin, I'll tell. Also, Mashmah that it's not it's ma'ake, not mikar hadin, as part of the kovat shirchat nisuin. So whereas the Rash clearly distinguishes because eris and shirchat nisuin, the Rabbi and Tam writes in both are simply minhag of the Gaon. The fact, for example, when it comes to shirchat nisuin, that certainly the Baruch Hu is not an inherent part of the shirchat nisuin at all. To the point of the Rambam, of course it's only a minhag. No. Birchas Erusin is a Birchas HaMitzvah. What do you see that one is Kobea, Birchas HaMitzvah HaYayin? Clearly, a minhag to do so. If you take a look in the Derechim, Siman Lamed Aleph, the Chasam Vav, the Derechim discusses the following Masoch. You recite the Birchas Erusin and drinking is necessary. How much do you have to drink? The basic quote from the Be'er Sheva that the Chosan should drink a shiur. A Kiddush, for example, you require a shiur. And the Bereshevim goes a step further. The Chosan should drink a Raviyas, right? Because after all, that's Levarech Bracha Parma. And the Raviyas continues and quotes the Knesset HaGdola. And the Raviyas said, no, we don't do this with one of that. It's sufficient to have simple Te'ima. It's not Peter Hadin. It's just simply to be Kovea, the minimum, to be Kovea, the Birchas Erusin on a coast. In such a case, even Te'ima Koshu is considered to be sufficient. Unlike Kiddush, for example, that obviously requires that he's Shir for Shia. This is not at all Mikra Hadin. This is what Rabbi Yosef has in the lengthy Shuv in Yavi Omer. And Evan Ezer, Simon Vav Ose. From the Chay of Yavi Omer. The Machlok is Havoskin, whether Shir is necessary. And for Birchas Erusin, after all, the Russian Rashi writes, and I'm unclear, that it's only a minhag to be Kovei the Birchas Erusin on HaYayin. The same is true on our Sugya. It's found in the Kuntra Tafim. At the very end of Tzuvas, and the Oskapalim. With this in mind, is the following Ha'ara. As much as we've written about this Ha'ara of the Yeshua. The Yeshua writes that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah of Chotech distinguishes between the Birchas HaMitzvah as opposed to Birchas HaNemes. That regarding both, there's a principle of Shomei HaKalim. But what about Yetzimot? Where I can recite a bracha, not for myself and by extension for you as well. We'll have lunch together. I can send a bracha of Hamosi. And that bracha will suffice for myself as well as for you. Good. When it comes to Birkas HaMitzvah and a greater Kiddush, that's just simply a Shonei Akona. Yes, Hamosi. I can recite a bracha exclusively for you. I can make Kiddush for you. But that only applies to Birkas HaMitzvah. It does not apply to Birkas HaNeinu. The Gemara writes the great Kiddush on Shabbat of Tesla days, and for the bracha of Borei HaGafen of Kiddush, we apply the principle of Yasam Olsen. I already made Kiddush. You didn't hear Kiddush yet. I can make Kiddush for you. Not only the bracha of Kedushas Hayom, but even the bracha of Borei HaGafen as well. You see that the Gemara, at least in that respect, treats the bracha of Baruch Yerbatan as an inherent part of the Kiddush itself, more similar to a Birkas HaMitzvah than a Birkas HaNeinu. So certainly I can recite a bracha on Mikra Megillah, even though I already made the Megillah for you, that's the Yotzavotzi. But I can even recite the bracha of Baruch Yerbatan for Kiddush. But that's only true when it comes to Kiddush. In similar cases, or one could argue the Baruch HaGafen is an inherent part. It's necessary. What about when it comes to Birkas HaNeinu? Here the same sure right, the question not from. The Gemara makes no mention whatsoever of a bracha Baruch HaGafen. It's a bit against it to the Bible volume. It lends Hashivas to the bracha when we're studying Halakos. The Gemara has, for example, in Erev, in Daf Mem, Shekhiyonu Shuru said Halakos. The same Shuru writes here, simply, it's just a minute to do so. And it has the status of Birkas HaNeinu. Therefore, he questions that how is it possible for his standard condition to make the bracha Baruch HaGafen and to pass the close to the chosen and kala who drink without the Messiah condition first being toyed. It's a Birkas HaNeinu. It only works Shomei HaKona through extension. And it doesn't have the status of Birkas HaMitzvah. After all, the close is not Ma'akev. It's not considered to be a Gavur Shukah Kovininu. It should be comparable to Birkas HaNeinu. The issue then continues. Additional Birkas Nisuin. So Birkas Nisuin already you have Arash. That right there, the bracha Baruch HaGafen is already, it's inherent to the Birkas Nisuin. So Hazar Havilei Kedavar Shebakova. The match when it comes to Birkas HaNeinu. Reshefter writes in the Ikvei HaTzon and Simon Lamentet, it is his consonant. So Rav Moshe, in front of Rafa, told him that you only need to eat most of the rest of the year, then. But the rest of the year, you should drink. Bashir. And the rest of the year, then, just minute to you of Alma. There's a Shiva from Hashan that writes, you want to make sure when the Chassan says the Harayat, that he has full take or full das, just drink a little bit for the rest of the year. Now he's already married, so now he can drink a full shiur. But here, the Yeshua writes, the Birkas Nisuin, the Rosh already writes. The bracha Baruch HaGafen is incorporated into Sheva Brachos. Now Shein Ken, when it comes to, the Birkas Eirusin. He writes that maybe you can argue that the Yeshua just writes the very last line, that Iker Hayayin Lavna, in Osmi Chavei. Why are you drinking the wine? Because you're thirsty. You're doing so now for ceremonial purposes. Well, in such a case, maybe you can argue that it's already kosher to Birkas HaMitzvah. That's a very difficult practice. In order to have a Mitzvah condition, recite the bracha, the chasm and kala drink. And if that's true, the bracha should be a bracha of Atalva. There's no fear of number two, the chasm and kala drinking.
but without a bracha. I can't listen to the Berachas Samosi just for you. Only by extension. This is discussed at greater length in Ashika Yam, and it's in Chelek Beis and Siman Beis. He quotes the same Yeshua, he quotes this discussion in the Tisei Tshuva, in Eben Ezer and Siman Lamedalit. The discussion involves two elements. Number one is, how is it possible the Tzadik Kedushin to make the bracha and Nazarene can give it to the Chassan and Kalam? Number one is that the Pnei Yeshua's issue. How do you have it? You have some opi for Berachas Hananim. Number two, he points out in many instances, the Chassan and Kala, if you see this, Mamish, from people, Pnei Sora, good, Yeri Hashem Yisbarach, good. Very often, that's not the case. So you're setting a bracha for them, very often, right, they're not paying attention, they're not having a mind to be else, right, the whole bracha, right, is not properly found. You're right, it would be advantageous in the Seder condition to drink for two reasons. Number one is, even in an ideal situation, can you have technically a samosi in this bracha? Number two, in any case, it's not even having a mind to be yose. It's not even comparable to a case when I'm making kiddush for you. Therefore, in the Seder condition should make sure to drink the bracha sell on something. Because very often, that's not the case with the person in college. And he writes that he had this discussion with the Pnim Kavelin, the Dying of Gris. And he quotes the Shem Reb Chaim that the following. That the practice of Reb Chaim was, Yuhayin Ishvach Tzav Me'akos Al Yadav. Vahayit Toim Ma'achar HaBracha Mishin Ishvach Al Yadav. Va'open Shlo Yudisho Harun. Reb Chaim used to shake the coast a little bit, that some wine would spill up onto his hand. And he used to simply just sip a little bit of Yuhayin, to make sure that he was telling, and the Chassan and Kala would be telling as well. Reb Chaim was bothered by the art of the same Yeshua, that this is a case of a Birkas Hananim, and as such, there's no halacha of Yasamot, the only halacha of Shomea Kona, but Reb Chaim was very careful not to go against the Minhag Olam. The Minhag Olam was Masada Kedushin Dan Tzri. Reb Chaim did not want to overtly go against that Minhag. In a very covert fashion, Reb Chaim was telling people shouldn't think. And that's what he quotes at the Minhag of Reb Chaim was. If you look, for example, in the Sefer Rokeach, right, in Shin Nun Aleph, Sefer Rokeach writes the Rabashas, that the Minhag is Masada Kedushin makes the bracha, drink, and only later, the Chassan and Kala go ahead and drink. But he can conclude that one should make sure that the Masada Kedushin does drink something, number one, because of the Yeshua's issue. Number two is because in many instances, like the Chassan and Kala, they're not having proper kavana, they may not have mind to be yotzei, and so on. An important kiddush. In which cases do we assume that the bracha Baruch Yerachem is an inherent part of the mitzvah hand? Or to what extent do we assume that no, that the bracha Baruch Yerachem is just simply to be koveya, the particular mitzvah hanayim, and its nature is one of the Berachas Hananim, not as an inherent part of the particular mitzvah. There are indications that you have from the Rishon already that at least in some instances, the bracha Baruch Yerachem plays a role other than simply just as a ancillary Berachas Hananim. There's a difficult Rashi, as the Leishik would often point out in Erevin, that Mem and Levei. The Gemara is not discussing the mitzvah of Kiddush, but the Gemara is discussing the Chiyuv of Shachianu on Yom Kippur. Shachianu is recited many different times. The Gemara in Erevin, that Mem discusses Shachianu that's recited on Kiddushat Hayom. Kiddushat Hayom requires Shachianu. And ideally, that Shachianu, the Gemara assumes, should be on Hakos. The Rishon raises this, the Shiva's Marach or Zarua, where the minute came from that women recited Shachianu this fashion. Because when Erev Tefnen says that the bracha Shachianu on Kedushas Hayom should be on Hakos, like men do. An inherent part of Kiddush, but we're called the Shachianu on Hayayim.
But when everyone is bothered, but what about Yom Kippur? What do you do for Nidre night?
You have to recite a bracha of Shafianu.
Can you recite the bracha of Shafianu Hakam?
So the Gemara says, look, to make a bracha of Borefiyah Hakam, and to make the Shafianu without drinking, that can be done. Because the Mavarach Torah Sheitam, to eat is necessary. That's what the Gemara suggests. Give it to a katan. Listen, you cut. The Gemara says, no, you can't do that. I'll see the Mishra. The Shalva dropped thinking. You have to drink wine in Yom Kippur. You know, when he was young, he always drank wine in Yom Kippur. The Gemara thinking that has to be done as well. It's clear. You can't just make the bracha barakah of the Rashi explains and not drink, because ti'im is necessary. Why is ti'im necessary? A person makes the bracha barakah of often, and makes the bracha shechianu. Someone has to drink. Why? So if you take a look at the Rashi, Rashi writes something very unusual. Rashi says, because gnai lulakos. It's a gnai, the basing, the grading, kosho bracha, to make a bracha and to put it down. Very unusual, gnai lulakos. The reason that ti'im is necessary is because gnai lulakos. Rashi is really about it, huh? Well, one would have said, to make a bracha, like a bar if you're about to have to drink, should be more than a gnai lulakos. In fact, it should be a clear problem that the sum of a bracha shino tricha. The Shiva Saran, Shiva Nunbei, is already referring to this Rashi. The Shiva Saran writes the following Yiddish. That maybe when Rashi says Gnayu Lakos, Rashi is simply addressing why the Mavarech has to drink. The fact that someone has to drink, of course that's necessary. No one's going to drink at all. Mamash Abracha Shino Tricha. According to the Rambam, it's Nisa Daraisa. Alosisa. But the fact that the Mavarech should drink, as opposed to someone else, that's an issue of Gnayu Lakos. But the Mavarech doesn't want to participate. If you take a look at the Rashi, it could be Rashi saying even more than that. The fact that drinking itself is necessary at all is only because of a Gnayu Lakos. And what about the issue of Bracha Shino Tricha? If you interpret Rashi simply, the fact that anyone has to drink, if you push up Shat Rashi, it's only Gnayu Lakos, that means that Rashi is telling you the following Yiddish. That even without Ti'ima at all, this is not called a Bracha Shino Tricha. In other words, that the Bracha Bar Priyadavshin serves a clear role, and that is to be koveya, the Bircha Shechianu al Hayayim, independent of any Ti'ima. During the week, if I make a Bracha Bar Priyadavshin and not drink, it's a Bracha Shino Tricha. But if a person will enhance the Bercha Shechianu by being Kovea al Hayayim, and by reciting the Bercha Hayayim, that is not called Shino Tricha, independent of Ti'ima. That means it's not just simply that, since you're going to drink, you have to recite a Bracha Baruch very often, and if you recite the Bracha Baruch without drinking, it's the Bracha Shino Tricha. Just know that that Bracha serves the role as being Kovea, the particular Bracha, in this case Shechianu al Hayayim, independent of any Ti'ima. We discussed in the past, for example, in Machlokas Rishonim, Kiddush is clearly a mitzvah d'oraisa. Clearly, Gemara, Brachos Dachav, Shavuos Dachav. What is d'oraisa? 3 days for Rishonim. So one day in Tosfos and Shavuos Dachav, 3 days is the following Kiddush. The Kiddush al Hayayin is a din d'oraisa. Kiddush al Hayayin is a din d'oraisa. That's one day in Tosfos. What about drinking? Tosfos is explicit. Any need to drink is only a din d'rabbanan. Rashi has an incredible kiddush. Rashi, one of the talmidim of Rashi, knows it up in the day. There, the Rashi writes, great kiddush, that a nazir drinks the minor kiddush. Why? Because, what do you mean? It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So that is not included in the nazirus. A nazir drinks the wine of Kiddush. Tosfos says cannot be And now there does not drink the wine of Kiddush. Why not? Either because Tosfos writes that the whole need for yain is only drabanan, because Kiddush Kidarais is only bitvaran, and Rambam Shita, Rachatesiv of Hashabbat, or then he had this minyu in Tosfos. But no, Rashi's right. Kiddush al hayain is a mitzvah daraisa. You don't have to drink the wine. Drinking is only a din rabbanan. The Kiddush that Tosfos writes. No? In other words, the Kiddush al hayain can be a din daraisa without any ti'ima. You need Kiddush al hakos, midaraisa. And now you can raise a further issue. Is there any need to drink or not? But it's no stira to assume that yayin is necessary and ti'ima is not. You see, clearly according to Tosfos, there's an independent kiyum of Kiddush al hayayin irrespective of any ti'ima at all. This is an important issue when we have mitzvot, for example, such as Kiddush, or Havdalah, or Birkas Erisim, Birkas Nisuin. The fact that we recite a bracha, Baruch Birkasin, or Koveya, that bracha, Al Hayayin, is that just the Birkas Hanenin, or is it more? And perhaps one can distinguish. In some cases, yes, some cases, no. The Nitziv has the following Kiddush. The Nitziv is found in the Haggadah of the Nitziv, on the heading of Motzi Matzah. The Nitziv discusses the Tosfos of Sochim, which I've cooked as Bava Menon. Tosfos is bothered by the following. Why is there no bracha bore pri adam amor? That's Tosfos of Kesha. The Tosfos gives a couple of answers. The first teretz of Tosfos is the following, which we just discussed. You know why there's no bracha, bore, pei, dal, and maror? Because maror is called Zvarim Ha'boim Matmas Asud. 5 minutes ago, you just made a bracha, Hamosi. Of course you don't make a bracha Sandein and on maror. Maror is an appetizer. Sandein, you don't recite a bracha. That's the first teretz of Tosfos. Interesting, Tosfos has two very different reasons why that's true. Why is it true that Marav is called Marav Habay Machmas Asuda? If you look at that Tosfos of Sachim, that Kut Tazvav, Tosfos writes very simply, Hayirakos Gorin Halei. Simply, it's a fact. Right? You start a meal, you eat vegetables, it enhances your appetite. It's an appetizer. If you don't make a bracha on an appetizer, you don't make a bracha on maror. If you look at the Tosfos and Brachos, Tosfos and Brachos has a very different reason. You know why maror is called by Machmas Asuda? Tosfos is a London, halacha, Rachmana Kam Becholvam. Because the Torah insists, this is the meal. What's the menu for tonight? For the Seder, you have to have Pesach, Matzah, Maror. That's the menu. So obviously, Maror is run by Matzah Suda. Finish the Tosfos. The Tosfos himself just says, practically true. This could be true any time of the year. Certain vegetables don't recite a bracha. The Tosfos and bracha are the Chiddush. The fact that there's a mitzvah, Achila, Pesach, Matzah, Maror. That means, by definition, this is called Zvan HaBoy Machmas Asuda. You have to have this at the menu of the Seder night. That's the first teretz of Tosfos. According to the first teretz of Tosfos, Karpas and its bracha of Orpi Adama has nothing at all to do with Mora. The second day of Tosfos is the sheet of Rabbi Yosef Tugalen. This is the belief that we cannot call Maror Goy Mamach Masasur. The fact that there's a mitzvah tachila, that's true. Rabbi Yosef doesn't deny that. But what does the mitzvah tachila have to do with the definition of Suda? That itself is a fascinating makhlokes. Okay. Suda sa Pesach and Pesach not the Maror. Is that one halacha or two separate halachas? Of course you have to eat Maror. But that doesn't mean this is called Rehavaymah Hasatuda. So Yosef, to Bel and I, that's why we have Karpas. The host is a chazen. When you have the Karpas, make the bracha Baruch Yadama, have in mind the Mara. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yosef Tzibel. Those who say to Yusim and Pesach. Rabbi Yosef Tzibel was the Paita. So he incorporated this great Kiddush into the Tzibel. In the Tzibel we say, Lama Karpas Boim, the host is a chazer. In the middle of the Tzibel. Once you know, why do you have Karpas? In order to take care of Mara. That's Rabbi Yosef Tzibel sheet. What's the Kiddush Rabbi Yosef Tzibel? This is built in an incredible Kiddush. Yosef Tzibelim writes, look, Kiddush number one, I understand very well. You're not Yosef with the Hamotzi. Because Morar is not called Dvarim Habayim Machmas HaTzuzim. This is not what you would normally have at your meal. So look, if it's not Dvarim Habayim Machmas HaTzuzim, Yain is not Habayim Machmas HaTzuzim. So what happens if you drink wine in your Tzuzim? Can you make a bracha? Very great nothing. So Mara is not going to make a bracha. So make a bracha. Very great Adama. You have to know that you can do. That's the punchline. That you can do. Why not? Because making two brachas on one object, a berach ha-tanen and a berach ha-tanitzvah, bori pri adam and ala chilas maror, that Rabbi Yosef don't write is a problem of enos and mitzvot tavivos tavivos. That's the Kiddush of Yosef Tiron. You're not allowed to fulfill two different mitzvot on one chef to show mitzvot. Like the grown stuff, you're not cool. You're in an unusual situation. You had a meal Friday afternoon, an unusual case. And all of a sudden now you realize it's Shabbos. So you have to make Kiddush and you have to bench. So the grown says one thing is clear. Use two different kosher. Don't use the same kosher for Kiddush and for benching, because mitzvot samon chesed shal mitzvot enos mitzvot chavinos chavinos. So the other thing to Bala writes, you can't recite two brachos samon chesed shal mitzvot. So you need a bracha bari pri adama. It's not covered by hamosi, but you can't make a bari pri adama because then you're reciting two brachos on maror. So that's the great Kiddush of Yosef Tzibel, and it was necessary to introduce karpas. And one bracha is on the karpas, one bracha is on the mara, and that solves the world problem. That's the sheep of Yosef Tzibel. And when you say the Seder night, then have in mind mara. That's what you have in mind. Now the Kiddush. Yosef Tzibel. Suppose the Tzibel and brachos, and that's why I'm a test. What are you talking about? You don't recite two brachos, one chesed shel mitzvah. How can that be? And what did you do 5 minutes ago? For a motzi. You recited two brachos on chesed shel mitzvah. Suppose the Tzibel to finish that maybe Yosef Tzibel argued that no. That since there's a halakha of Lecha Mishnah, two kikaros, so therefore I'll put in that called two brachos on two pieces of matzah. That's not enough to get to Tzibelos Tzibelos. So take another piece of matzah, it doesn't have any expression of it in. But since one is both saying Lecha Mishnah, that also solves enough to get to Tzibelos Tzibelos problem. Two brachos on two kikaros. And Tosa says, and what about Kiddush? The bracha of Bari Pri Agafen and the Kiddush Nayom, isn't that a problem of Enos Mitzvot Chavilos Chavilos? You should have required some device to split those brachos as well. No one says that. That's where the Nitziv picks up. Here's the Nitziv writes the following Kiddush. Apparently, Rabbi Yosef Tzibel is with the following view. That whenever Chazal were koveya, a bracha al hayayin, whether it's Kiddush or Havdalah, or Birchas Nisuin, Birchas Erisin, that's not considered to be just simply an ancillary Birchas Anena. What you can argue? That the bracha of Borei Pri Adama is part of the keel of Achilas Maror? Yeah, simply just the Birchas Anena.
That was the Chiddush, and as Siv explains, Rav Yossi Zilberman, that if all that this bracha is coming to do is not an inherent part of the mitzvah, the Birchas HaNe'anim, that ideally one should look to split the Birchas HaNe'anim from the mitzvah, because the Birchas HaNe'anim was not related to the mitzvah directly at all. So that's what Chazal wanted to do, because of Chavilos Chavilos, to cover the Birchas HaNe'anim with Karpas, and declare the Birchas HaMitzvah Nachilos Lora. Why is that not done when it comes to Baruch Mi'arachim? Because there's the need to be Koveya the Bracha, Almayayin, is an inherent part of that particular mitzvah, or that Chovas Bracha. The Bracha of Baruch Mi'arachim of Kiddush is not the same as the Bracha of Baruch Mi'adam on Maru. But rather that's considered to be an inherent part of the mitzvah of Kiddush. And therefore, obviously that's not Chavilos Chavilos. But Yossi Tzivan only meant his Kiddush where the first bracha is purely a Birchas HaNe'anim and doesn't have any characteristics at all of the nature of the mitzvah end. According to Yossi Tzivan, you have to say this not only about Kiddush. You have to argue that this is true when it comes to Hamdal as well. We'll have two copies for Havdalah. The year of the Eitra Kodesh, the Shem of Chaim, that maybe one can distinguish. That maybe when it comes to Kiddush, the mitzvah of Kiddush is Kiddush HaMayayin. That being told that that's the mitzvah d'arayin of Kiddush. In Kiddush, there you can argue that the bracha Baruch Mi'agafen is an inherent part of the mitzvah of Kiddush. But not necessarily would that be the case when it comes to Shechiyon HaKos, or Birchas Beris HaKos, or even Birchas Yisun HaKos. We'll have to see where it's so clear that there should be differences. Sometimes when you kovei a mitzvah ayin, sometimes that's an inherent part of the mitzvah. To the extent that that bracha should have the characteristic of Birchas HaMitzvah, just a mostly. Other times, no, purely Birchas HaNe'anim. Which is necessary because if you're going to partake, that must be preceded by a bracha. But not necessarily that's considered to be the tchilas hamitzvah, in any case, in a very part of the mitzvah itself. And we'll pick up.